100 people died during the disaster, mostly elderly, low-income residents. The event highlighted the disproportionate risks that some people face during extreme heat. And yet today, many of the communities that suffered the most in 1995 remain vulnerable. Shai works at the nonprofit Elevate. Her group interviewed residents of North Lawndale, a predominantly black, lower-income neighborhood. They found that many people there lack AC or cannot afford to run it enough to stay cool during heat waves.
They're making choices on a daily basis between food and cooling.
So she says as climate change causes more extreme heat waves, it's important that people have air conditioning at home.
Access to affordable energy is essential for human health, safety, and well-being.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
This is Bird Note. Snake eagles are pretty incredible. That name, snake eagle, may conjure up some kind of fearsome sci-fi hybrid, spawned in a secret laboratory. But snake eagles are for real, and they are awesome, big birds of prey. When a soaring snake eagle spots a delicious snake, it swoops down suddenly, grabbing with its talons. Then it immediately flies upward as the snake writhes and strikes. The first order of business is to minimize the danger, so the eagle crushes or tears off the snake's head. Still on the wing, it then swallows the entire snake head first. Snake eagles are a bit smaller than bald eagles. There are 6 different species, and they live mainly in Africa, although one ranges as far as Europe and India. Snake eagle legs and toes are covered in thick scales that help protect them from bites. And bites are a serious risk. Snake eagles take on some of the swiftest and deadliest snakes in the world, like cobras and black mambas. But not every meal is a battle with a deadly adversary. When not snatching snakes, snake eagles may also hunt lizards, rodents, and even bats or fish. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support comes from Wild Delight Bird Food, offering a variety of blends designed to mimic the natural resources wild birds crave. Available at Chewy.com.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Hey there, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. This, I'm quickly realizing, is a show made by humans for humans. There is nothing artificial about Girly So Groovy. In fact, we are here week after week to celebrate and amplify real voices that deserve to be heard. Coming up on this episode of the program, I've got new music from Jessica Hoop, Limegarden, Tori Amos, plus favorites from acts like Rhiannon Giddens, Valerie June, Anita Franco, Regina Spektor, and so much more. Speaking of Tori Amos, that is how we launch the entire two-hour mixtape we call Girly So Groovy. This goes without saying, any seasoned artist should be using their voice right now to fight the real enemy. And for her 18th album, In Time of Dragons, trailblazing singer-songwriter Tori Amos is doing exactly that. The album is a metaphor of a woman stepping into her power, becoming a dragon to fight what Tori Amos calls the lizard demon people who are stealing away our democracy. The single from the new album, Shush, could easily be one of Tori Amos's best singles in a very long time. As your loyal music programmer, I am an absolute music nerd who absolutely gets off whenever there are references in songs to other musical artists, to other songs, to anything music related. Well, in Shush, Tori delivers two references. There's a reference to Courtney Love that I want you to listen for. Tori Amos sings, "Can I Live Through This, Courtney?" But then she even becomes self-referential. By the end of the song, Tori Amos sings, "I know a girl who wrote Silent all these years. Where is she?" It is such a great look on her career and the idea of finding your voice at a time in history where there are people that want you voiceless. Kicking off the full 2 hours, Tori Amos here on Girly So Groovy.
to be proud of me. And then I just wanted him to make amends. I wonder what lies he's telling you about me to make sure that we'll never be friends. And it's a shame because you and I didn't get a witness. We're the only ones who know. We were cursed the moment that he kissed us. From then on, it was his big show. I grew concerned when I saw him start to covet you. When I learned what he did, I felt close to you. When my own way, I fell in love with you. But he's made me a ghost to you. I watch him let go of your hand. I want to stand between you. But it's not what I'm supposed to do. I watch him walk over, talk over you, be mean to you. And it makes me feel close to you. It makes me feel close to you. It makes me feel close to you. It's not what it's supposed to do. It makes me feel close to you. I too wanted to make him proud of me. And then I just wanted him to make amends. I wonder what lies he's telling you about me to make sure that we'll never be friends. And it's a shame because you and I didn't get a witness. We're the only ones who know. We were cursed the moment that he kissed us. From then on, it was his big show. From then on, it was his big show. From then on, it was his big show. And I want to stand between you. But it's not what I'm supposed to do. I watch him walk over you, talk over you, be mean to you. And it makes me feel close to you. And you're wearing time like a flowery crown. Sitting there, big cat down. And I'm alone on the summit now.
Back in 2020, Fiona Apple released her most recent long-anticipated album, Fetch the Bolt Cutters. And it easily went to our number one spot when we did our top 10 albums for the year. And it is an album I still go back to and find new things every time I listen. Newspaper is the name of the song. Again, Fetch the Bolt Cutters from Fiona Apple. Kicking off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, new music from Tori Amos. The new album is called In Time of Dragons. We heard the opening song, Shush. Did you catch the Courtney Love reference? Did you catch Tori's own reference to herself? Such great songwriting, again, from a trailblazing artist that truly made confessional songwriting her signature in the 90s through to today. Tori Amos is on tour in support of the new album. She has dates both in the UK, Europe, and the US. For listeners on our mothership station, CJAM in Windsor and Detroit, Tori Amos is coming to Detroit's Fox Theater on August 7th. Okay, from Tori Amos and Fiona Apple, we now go to another fabulous singer-songwriter. You know her, you love her, Anita Franco, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Do it for the joy it brings, 'cause I'm a joyful girl, 'cause the world owes me nothing. We owe each other the world, and I do it 'cause it's the least I can do. I do it 'cause I learned it from you, and I do it just because I want to, 'cause I want to. Everything I do is judged, and they mostly get it wrong, but oh well. The bathroom mirror has not, the woman who lives there can tell the truth from the stuff that they say. She looks me in the eye and says, would you prefer the easy way? No, well, okay then, don't cry. Just the way it goes, and when everything else seems unclear, I guess at least I know I do it for the joy it brings, 'cause I'm a joyful girl, 'cause the world owes me nothing. We owe each other the world. I do it 'cause it's the least I can do, and I do it 'cause I learned it from you. Do it just because I want to. The one, so. together. Our better angels know. Even though Adam, we should stay together. Too many, too little, too late for stitching time. Half of the other, six of one. What's yours and what is mine? I know you've taken mine. Adam, never mind. There's always hard work to do. And when it comes your time, who's gonna be
your hair was